Damn court hearings are a waste of time, Erling said. I'm 76 years old. You think they're going to send some 76-year-old guy to prison because he flashed his stuff around? I sincerely hope so. Seeing Erling naked was enough to make me turn celibate. I need to take you downtown. How about you go put some clothes on? I don't wear clothes. God brought me into the world naked, and that's the way I'm going out. Okay by me, but in the meantime, I wish you'd get dressed. The only way I'm going with you is naked. I took out my cuffs and snapped them on his wrists. Police brutality! Police brutality! He yelled. Sorry to disappoint you, I said. I'm not a cop.
Well, what are you?
I'm a bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter brutality! Bounty hunter brutality!
I went to the hall closet, found a full-length raincoat, and buttoned him into it.
I'm not going with you, he said, standing rigid, his hands cuffed under the coat. You can't make me go.
Listen, Grandpa, I said. Either you go peaceably, or I'll gas you and drag you out by your heels. I couldn't believe I was saying this to some poor senior citizen with a snail dick. I was appalled at myself. But what the hell? It was worth $200.
Don't forget the lock up, he said. This neighborhood's going to heck in a handbasket. The keys are in the kitchen.
I got the keys, and one of them had a little Buick insignia on it.
What a break.
One more thing, I said. Would you mind if I borrowed your car to take you downtown?
I guess that'd be okay as long as we don't use too much gas. I'm on a fixed income, you know.
I buzzed Mr. Erling through in record time and took care not to run into Dorsey. I stopped at the office on the way home to pick up my check and stopped at the bank to cash it. I parked Mr. Erling's car as close to the door as possible to cut down on his streaking distance when he got out of jail. I didn't want to see any more of Mr. Erling than was absolutely unavoidable. I jogged upstairs and called home, cringing at the thought of what I was about to do.